Welcome to this Abide Meditation. What if God Himself came to your town in human form and you didn't even notice it? 2,000 years ago, that happened. God pierced a dark night in Bethlehem with the arrival of a tiny, helpless baby, the light of the world. The Son of God had arrived to save mankind, to provide hope for our dark, sin-filled hearts. But a strange thing happened. Most people didn't notice. When have you missed God's voice because you were distracted by the things of this world? In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus told the crowds, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." God the Father sent a spiritual light into the world. It's an eternal light that destroys evil and delivers peace. In what ways has Christ brought light to your life? 150 years ago, a U.S. pastor, Philip Brooks, visited Bethlehem. He was so inspired by this peaceful, quiet place that he penned the lyrics to a now-famous song, "Listen and Calm Your Heart," as I read the first stanza. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Talk to God now and thank Him for bringing hope to your life. Dear Father, thank you for being the light of the world and the light of life. Thank you for saving me from darkness. Father, I ask that during this Christmas season, you will draw me closer to you. I ask that you will give me peace during stress, and that you will remind me of the hope I have in you. Help me to stay focused on the true meaning of the season. It's in Christ's name that I pray. Amen. Take a few more moments with God as you consider how today's passage should impact your life. Jesus is the light of the world, offering infinite love, joy, and peace. We look forward to spending time with you again tomorrow. Until then, may you meditate and abide in Christ.